This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. The Cabinet today approved the PM Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana to promote sustainable agriculture and Krishonnati Yojana to achieve food security for self-sufficiency with combined total proposed expenditure of 1 lakh crore rupees. Briefing the media in New Delhi this evening, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the decisions taken today in the Cabinet meeting relate to increasing farmers' income and ensuring food security to the middle-class people. The government has also approved the National Mission on Edible Oils Oil Seeds, NMEO Oil Seeds for 2024-25 to 2030-31 with an outlay of 10 crore 103 crore rupees. This has been done with an aim to make India self-reliant in oilseed production in next 7 years. The Cabinet also gave its nod to the Chennai Metro Rail Project Phase 2. The second phase will comprise 128 stations with new lines of 118.9 kilometers. The approved corridors will connect north to south and east to the west of Chennai. The Cabinet has also approved conferring status of classical language to Marathi, Pali, Prakrit, Assamese and Bengali languages. The Cabinet has approved productivity-linked bonus of 78 days for 11.72 lakh non-gazetted railway employees. The bonus amount will be 2,029 crore rupees. In a move to benefit about 20,704 employees of major port authorities and dock labour board employees, the government has also approved modified productivity-linked reward scheme for these employees from 2020-21 to 2025-26, with a total financial implication of 200 crore rupees. The Cabinet has approved the signing of letter of intent enabling India to join the Energy Efficiency Hub. The government today launched the pilot project of the Prime Minister's internship scheme. The scheme, which was announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Union Budget 2024-25, aims to provide internship opportunities to 1 crore youth in top 500 companies over 5 years. Sources in the Ministry of Corporate Affairs said the total cost of the pilot project will be 800 crore rupees and will be rolled out in 7 districts of Gujarat, Maharashtra, Uttarakhand and Telangana. The government aims at providing 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during financial year 2024-25. It will be implemented through an online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in. Campaigning for assembly elections in Haryana has ended. On the last day of election campaign in Haryana, star campaigners of various parties held public meetings and roadshows to garner public support in favour of their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, today addressed Jan Ashirwad rally in Jind and Kurukshetra districts. The BJP leader accused the Congress party for misleading the people and spreading false rumours. Another BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister, Himant Biswa Sarma, addressed a Jan Ashirwad rally in Palwal. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today held public meetings in Nuh and Mahindragarh's Bhavaniya village. In his address, Rahul Gandhi accused the BJP for increasing unemployment. In a related development, BJP leader Ashok Tanwar has once again joined the Congress. Congress MP Dipendra Hooda addressed a public meeting in Kalka this morning. The single-phase polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on Saturday. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of October along with Jammu and Kashmir. In a significant judgment, the Supreme Court today set aside caste-based discriminatory provisions of prison manuals of several states which provided for allotment of work based on caste to the prisoners and their segregation. The Apex Court has directed all states and union territories to revise their jail manuals within 3 months and remove any provisions that perpetuate caste-based discrimination in prisons. India has rejected the International Religious Freedom Report published by the US Commission, terming it as malicious. In response to media queries regarding country update on India in the USCIF report, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal called USCIRF a biased organization with a political agenda. And that is the end of this news bulletin.